every week. I love hearing what the musicians have to say and what From the Top does for young musicians.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, the Jack Kent Cook Young Scholars Program provides pre-college scholarships for high-performing seventh-grade students with financial need. jkcf.org. From the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, at wtgrantfdn.org.
Welcome back to From the Top, where outstanding young musicians come to play. I'm your host, pianist Peter Dugan, and it's so great to be with you all this week and every week. Thanks to Susan and Gerald Slavitt, who support my position here at the program. And a big thank you to the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. So happy to be in partnership with them. For years, we've been able to give serious scholarship money to kids who have financial need. You know, being a musician is an expensive craft to pursue, so this can make a real difference in their lives. To find out more or to apply, go to fromthetop.org. You're going to meet a young guitarist named Jack now. And we at From the Top have known Jack since he was just 13 years old when he came on the show with his sister. Now, he's about to graduate high school, and we're just so proud of how he's using music to make a profound difference in his community members' lives. Jack volunteers at the Menlo Park Veterans Affairs Hospital in California, where he teaches guitar lessons every Friday evening to a group of vets, many of whom struggle with addiction. The program is about the healing power of music. Let's head to the VA hospital now to hear Jack's story.
So I'll start. I'm Jack Davidson. I'm a senior at Gunn High School, which is super close to here. This is my sister, Elle.
Hello.
My name's Jason, U.S. Army.
I'm Lou, U.S. Marine Corps.
Joe, U.S. Army.
So I'm here in the Menlo Park VA Center's music room, and it's kind of a living space size room, and we've got a row of guitars on one side, and we're going to take them down, and we're going to tune them. We're going to set up some chairs and footstools, and people will start trickling in as soon as they're done with their assembly, and I think we're going to get around 6 to 8 people. You can also play without one, but basically what you're going to do is place, if you have a footstool, your left foot goes on your footstool. So before COVID, actually, I was looking for outreach opportunities and ways in which I could spread my music. This program enables me to teach every week for an hour at 6 p.m. on Fridays, and we learn music and we have fun. And not all of the music we produce is performance level, but it's fun all the same.
It's very relaxing. It's therapeutic, you know. Sometimes you get stuck in your head a lot, so this is like a great way where instead of focusing on your thoughts, you're focusing on, you know, where your fingers are, what you gotta do. So it's a great healthy outlet that I found, and I'm really liking it. The teachers are very good, you know, and they make everything seem very easy and simple for us.
That's perfect. Go at your own pace. Thank you, Tom.
I'm Lou. I actually just started. This is my first class, and they told me about it, and I love guitar, so if I could just learn a little bit more than what I know. I know a lot of, like, classic rock, but I want to get into blues and, you know, like, strumming pretty good with, like, the making the guitar cry kind of thing. Some days I feel blue, some days I feel hyped up, you know, so I play that. That's what comes from the heart.
Oh, almost. Make sure you pluck the E string right there. Oh, perfect. Yeah, exactly. What I've learned is that music isn't necessarily something I give to people. I've learned that music is there, and I just have to help unlock it for people. I think music is the one thing that really unites everybody. It's the universal language. And when I teach people and they're all laughing and having a good time together learning music, I think that's what this program is really all about.
Same thing. Let's run it back. All right.
One. I've always had clumsy fingers, so I never really tried it. It's pretty neat to learn something new. Good way to get out and talk with people, and you know, everybody's concentrating on the same thing.
And this is going to be hard because we have not put it together yet. But we'll get as far as we can, and we'll practice it so it gets better.
I don't necessarily know that I'll become a musician, but I just know that throughout my life I'll always have music as a release or a hobby or something that I can fall back on if I'm doing something else.
I've been receiving treatment here in the domiciliary here in Menlo Park for the past 4.5 months. Because of substance use, I was having some voices and worries. And also the treatment classes that I attend helps me to have like coping tools so that I don't, get stuck on cravings and urges for alcohol and drugs. I have this as my comfort, like just listening to music, like playing the instrument. It carries over to the weekend, and then I don't feel as lonely as much when I come in here for Friday lessons.
It is really hard for me to hear what these people have been through. And I try and just think about the music, because they're all recovering and they all have different stories, but I find that music is really the thing we all have in common. So when we have that, that's everything to us. So.
2, 3, go.
So the piece I'm teaching the vets right now is We Shall Overcome. And I actually thought about this piece because it has a nice rhythm, it has a simple melody, as well as nice chords that you can play to accompany.
Yeah, because once you start learning the notes, it's kind of like emotional, you know? Like when you're feeling a certain type of way, it bleeds into the strings, you know? You strum a certain note and it's like, hey, I kind of feel like that, you know? And then you can just play with that note or play with another note, you know, kind of expressing the way you're feeling at that point.
I teach with my sister, Elle Davison, who is also a guitarist. And when I go to college in a couple months, she will be the one doing it solely by herself. So I'll be passing on the torch.
Let's hear Jack perform now. This is A Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie, arranged for the guitar by Roland Dion. Thank you. Jack Davison, 18 years old, from Menlo Park, California, performed A Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie, arranged for guitar by Roland Dion. I love the way Jack plays that piece, and I'm so glad he brought it to us. It's our first time featuring it on From the Top, and I just really appreciated hearing Jack's story. Thanks, Jack, for what you're doing. This group of young musicians we've been meeting today has so much passion, not only on the stage, in the recording studio, but as you're hearing, in their everyday lives too, as they put their time and their talents to good causes. These are not young people who like to sit still, I think it's safe to say. And our next performer, Neil Eisfeld, a young violinist, is no exception. I mean, this kid practically vibrates with energy, as you're going to hear in this exuberant performance of Wieniawski's Polonaise de Concert in D major with me at the piano. Check it out. Thank you. Henryk Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante in D major, performed by 13-year-old violinist Neil Eisfeldt from Lake Zurich, Illinois, near Chicago. I had the great fun of joining you at the piano, Neil. That was a blast. You play that piece with such fire.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fun to play together, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I know that music is a huge part of your life, obviously, and I thought it would be fun to play some pieces of music that have been really influential in your life, and then tell me a little bit about what these pieces mean to you. Sound good?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so here's the first one.
This piece is The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, and the first time I actually heard this piece was performed by my father's orchestra. This piece was very inspirational, and I felt a strong connection to it when I first heard it.
You know, I remember the first time I heard The Rite of Spring and feeling like it was, you know, so-called classical music, but I remember kind of banging my head to it and like rocking out. Did you have a similar experience?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The part where it goes bum bum, that part, like, I really started moving a lot.
So. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like it. It's awesome. Well, maybe some rock and roll, but let's go to our next selection, and this one's a bit different.
So this is my piece, The Ukrainian Dreaming Cradle, and I wrote this piece given the opportunity by Chicago from Scratch.
Chicago from Scratch, that's part of the Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And this piece is about a baby that is sleeping in a cradle. Mm. And it's like peaceful in Ukraine. And when he wakes up, he has a nightmare. And it's like the crisis that was going on in Ukraine. And that's kind of like the middle section of my piece. Mm-hmm. And when he falls back asleep, it's like peaceful again. So yeah, this piece is inspired to the people in Ukraine.
Well, it's beautiful. And so just to be clear, not only did you write it, but that's also you performing it too, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, we've got one more piece to share for you and tell us what this is and why this is meaningful to you.
All right, yeah. Ah, so the Brooke Violin Concerto. So I actually made my Carnegie Hall debut.
Ooh.
At 10 when I played this.
Wow.
So I got to play at Carnegie Hall.
Not too shabby. Congrats on that.
And such a wonderful opportunity to play in Carnegie Hall where all the other violinists have played. So yeah, this is definitely one of the best opportunities playing this concerto.
Well, I wish I could have been there to have heard that, but I'm sure I'll get to hear your Brooke Concerto another time. Neil, it's been a real pleasure, and just can't wait to see where you go with your career. You know, it's only up from here. 13-year-old Neil Eisfeldt from Lake Zurich, Illinois.
Thank you so much.
And that's a wrap. I want to thank all the young musicians who performed on the program today for sharing their music. I hope you were all as moved by their energy and compassion as I was. I just love learning from them every week. And to you listening at home or in the car or while cruising down a brand new bike lane, thanks for spending this time with us. I'm your host, pianist Peter Dugan. Please join me next week, and we'll take it from the top. Thank you to the San Francisco Conservatory of Music for the use of their beautiful new recording studio, and a big shout out to sound engineers Jason O'Connell and Emma Markowitz for their help. Thank you to Joshua Sauvageau at WFMT at their fantastic performance space in Chicago. From the Top is produced by Megan Swan and Jessica Ticton, sound design and music editing by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency connecting young people with the arts in schools and in their communities. Learn more at massculturalcouncil.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. and from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantfdn.org.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.